सर्वते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय इष्ट्वा हृदयं यज्ञ दक्षिणाय काशिषा सत् संस्म इष्ट्वा मम यज्ञहरि यज्ञाय पुष्कर भुक्त्वा चेहाशि अन्ते मम संस्म इष्ट्वा मम यज्ञाय पुष्कर भुक्त्वा चेहाशि मम संस्मरिष्यसि. After worshiping me, yagya hridayam yagyaihi kaladakshinaihi charities, enjoying cha ashishaha bless true ante me samsmarishyasi, remember of all sacrifices. You will be able to perform it. In this way, you will be able to enjoy the blessings of material. At the time of your death, you will be able to remember me. Here in this verse is the Lord's instructions regarding how to remember Narayana Smriti. The result of whatever, if we can remember Narayana, this constant remembrance can be disturbed by many things. It would be so pure, as assured by the Lord Himself, the Lord. And before His death, He would enjoy this material in great sacrifices. As stated, you must give charity. Not only to the brahmanas, but also to be able to perform such activities. Great sacrifice is the performance of Samkirtan Yajna, to teach people and to learn ourselves the exact way we shall continuously perform the Samkirtan, we shall certainly be able to remember Krishna, and our approach distribution of prasad has replaced distribution of money. But if we distribute Krishna prasad as far as possible, distribution of money. His blessings to how things will work, how things will go. Because of this, then, you know. So here, instructions, you know, he's talking about is he fulfilled the revenge, element of revenge. Yeah, mother-in-law. Different title, right? Yeah. So the Lord now is assuring him that in his, you know, the most important planet isn't a deity for that planet. There is no one in Choni, but he made him the deity. Then he sacrifices. He'll remember the Lord at the time. Lord, while he's performing the sacrifice, they'll be still won't be separated from the Lord. The jiva's happiness, the Lord. So we will cease. But he's doing that, so technically that's actually why he's enjoying, right? Because it's only, technically means high. Jiva, in trying to take up this masculine, doesn't work. Energy cannot enjoy energy. So only the Lord has to take that position of the Lord. So the energy enjoys the Lord. When through superior, happy. So this is brought out, everything's in connection with the Lord. That's why he'll be happy, right? So that's thinking we're going to get enjoyment from. Prahlad Maharaj points out, he says, Shruti Sukhat. We've heard, no one's ever had it. We've only heard about it. So this is the problem, is that we have this, it's not actually how they are. And being exist, like you're really working hard, your thirst from this mirage in front of you, right? It's going to work. If maybe a great idea, you can have a whole, you know, army of people. You're going to get so much from this mirage, but we're so convinced. But it's not, right? Because otherwise, it's on our own. It's just right. But here we're talking about interacting, right? That element of sacrifice always gives. Feeding the child gets more pleasure from that than feeding herself on all levels. Why does that work? Because of sacrifice. It doesn't mean we're going to lose out. That's actually. If it's not sacrifice, that's where we lose out. But if it was working, why are we all here? Right? So for Dhruva Maharaj is that, you know, all his desires will be fulfilled with the Lord. That's why actually they can be fulfilled. Yayati Maharaj's conclusion. Trying to engage his senses to the possible without breaking the religious principles. No matter how much you have, how much, it still doesn't give any satisfaction. Okay? We don't have 1,000 years. No, 1,000 years. And what's our facility he has. And so taking that facility for 1,000 years, he's come to the conclusion it won't work. Is it conscious? Right? Is it wrong? So how will the experience pass? Because there's a person. The sense and the sense object are disengaged. They're, right? It just ends. Then the mind doesn't end. Be absorbed emotionally after so long. I'm sure that there's a ceremony for all the... And they get together. You know, and this is, you know, what, 60 years later. Because the mind doesn't go away. Right? Remain. But when the body's over a crutch, then there is a experience. The experience stops. All happiness into sense gratification. Can't keep the senses and the sense objects always engaged. Right? Means it's not possible. The situation means you have the situation. Then with even you have the situation, but the mood's wrong. So you have time. So all three have to be right. And how can that be? Other engagements. So it can't be determined, of course, like that. The Lord's pointing out here is that sacrifice. So it's not the engagement of the senses with the senses in an activity of sacrifice to please here, so that doesn't go away. So one is able from that, actually to enjoy from that. That element, then Dhruva Maharaj. And, you know, as far as one could say, just better than what he's got. Right? Emperor else has ever been in charge of. A bit prestigious, right? You know, the demigods want to, you know, talk to it. Right? So that Brahmalok, Satyalok, still they have to come to his planet, right? And in the, you know, respectful direction. Right? So you're not going to get better than that. You know. So that connection in here, because he has the facilities, he can, and, you know, please the Lord, please everyone, but, right? So when he says no one has that kind of wealth, he doesn't mean who doesn't have that kind of wealth, or my sister-in-law, because... How so much, right? People have money, people are rich, but on that they can't have the goods. Intangible things. You know, gold, land, and positions. Involved in the sacrifice to give them, you know, they're doing something very special. What it would be that, right? So they're not thinking, we're devotees, so we're not into all this karmakanda stuff. You know, pleasing the Brahmins, pleasing the devotees is the... So then you already, whatever. So that kind of wealth is not had. So, Samkirtan Yajna, that everyone can take part in. Wealth, right? That can be done anywhere. That is considered to be the most important. Right? Someone's doing an Ashrameda Yajna. Somebody who's eating there, do they know that it's, right? King's having an Ashrameda Yajna. And people go, you know, because for just the, there's got to be distribution of food, gifts, all kinds of things. From that, then they're taking part in that yajna. And so they're going to get how much benefit they would get. Does that make sense? So here then that would, the yajna. These yajnas stand is because they know what it is. Right? So it may be in line with bhakti. Right? It's a piety that adds. So if we don't give association, they don't know it's less. So, right, but it's not known for your benefit, it's known. Right. And it's more valuable. Prasad then is actually devotional service. You serve as nice, but if you don't, it will be less. Tanyaga will give more benefit than the charity give.
I have explanations of things. You, the essence of things and also the form of things. I mean, on them. And then, really, regarding one a particular element question. So, for instance, in form and sustenance, in prasada, better than money, so many different attentive devotion, so many different forms, other things. So, basically, it's the substance and the form of any time pointed out. Let's put it like this. Every form has also a substance, how to be utilized. The Maya bodies and Brahma bodies, this the name, the form, that the substance is that always we accept forms, but we observe it. And from there we can analyze also how Varnasha, the Maya body, which also follows Vedic culture, for its own sake, to progress toward the goal. Daivi Varnashama, for the sake of the Lord, in the service of the Lord. So, explanations, people observe when you refer being addressed to the form, the male and so forth, when actually you are referring to the. So, what is this? So, many devotees complaining about that. This simplicity, the Vaishnavas observe Daivi Varnasha, a feminine nature. And the form, or female material form, they have a external form, they have a consciousness more. This complaining when apparently it seems simple, but the form and substance are the essence of everything, right?
That means for something to function, one is rasa, one is trying to. So to experience rasa, then there must be an individual to experience it. Means there has to be another entity. And in that exchange, there has that exchange itself. So if all that is correct, then by default. But more important than the result is the experience. If I'm thinking, oh, I want this thing so much, and I finally get it, if I don't get the experience, I thought satisfied. So more important than, right? So to obtain, but without an environment, that are taking part in an activity. So the experience, it's the elements, the activities, that's Krishna can take part in. But we have two choices, what energies were. So depending, then we will get a satisfactory or an unsatisfactory result. It's important because of its being able to keep from it. But that's where the important ones miss the point. And if one focuses simply on, just like someone will come into an environment of a party person and, hey, what's wrong with you guys? Hate the spirit. They're just expecting, but it comes out of an environment. Engage with the environment, you can't get the sentimental people who will think that. And then you're going to have those political or that on one level, or. And they will see it's that the environment. And that's also then, one's basically more karma, kind of that. You're going to perform the ritual. The point is if the mood's not right, still not right, that experience won't happen. Ended processes that they themselves mentions in the kirtan, and then you'll feel like dancing. Right? Certain recommended activities, because they're the best at mood and the proper understanding. It has to be that correct diet. It means, in other words, you like to dance for the Lord. But if you just, right? So that's why who has that mood, then by activities of sadhana bhakti, then mood right activities, so then you should get the right result. Difficulty is if we think it's just the ritual, or then that's the problem, so they have to be combined. Point is rasa's not in Krishna alone, so he's the masculine principle, they're the feminine principle. The proper understanding of the Lord and the processes by which you can gain that, then we can be an assistant. Is we're not the masculine, we're not the feminine either. Is that I am a great devotee, you know, like this. I am the leader of devotees. The great devotees are already there. We're assisted. So that element of if they're trying their best to enjoy material energy, still what they want to get, the reason of endeavor is to get that particular experience. That's his energy and his energies. You know, it doesn't matter. So it must be understood that the two go together. As we're emphasizing the mood, but the two go together.
This is also substantiated in that.
Yeah, it means your tattva is describing the rasa. So the rasa is the you know, Krishna tattva is there, but the point is his existence is. So that's actually the basis. The reason we're manifest is because of rasa. So rasa is actually understand it. So Srila Prabhupada is made seventh or sixth chapter about. Seventh. Vedanta Sutra, it's not actually bona fide. A chance that you don't know what you're doing. Being simple and you have a simple understanding, so it's straightforward, and your philosophy is not, then your philosophy isn't sophisticated enough to part of your lifestyle, is not based on Veda.
That's how Srila Prabhupada defines practice. They adjust the philosophy to one's convenience.
The point is one takes like that. In other words, what's there is what you use. If it's convenient for Krishna, it will be convenience. We're not. We don't know what convenience. Like that.
But only
everybody has to eat.
Yeah. But is it good, Krishna, whatever?
Yeah, it means everything should be connected to. Also, Krishna is going to give. Him, right? In other words, you can connect it, and so therefore you'll view the world through renunciation is, or one can engage the senses in the sense, or is still Krishna, just as renunciation is Krishna, so that, but that means it has to be for Krishna. I think it should work, if it should be how Krishna, you decide that, but then how that's going to work, that's up. So you can say, oh, it's Krishna, so I can do what I want. Are you in control of him so much? If you love him so much, it would all be about him anyway. So you do what he wants. Taste. He is the foodstuff, so therefore you... Is that make sense? So, complain that the Vedic culture is so complicated. It'd be very simple. But our life is sophisticated. If you're saying, when Prabhupada says the pure devotee, not an exaggeration. This is not... You know, that it's an exaggeration. What is the Vedic, you know, the spiritual person you talk about? Now, if I'm it, how does he walk? How does he talk? Right? So it's just like even the modern to talk. So what does that mean? It means he has connected with whatever it is that they are trying to connect. Right? So that's the thing. But someone who only takes to use the language and all the hand movements and all that doesn't have the mood. It's not properly connected. Krishna's showing how you can. He goes on and on about what he is, right? So they like the ocean. That's him, you know, right down to sex life. Between how sex life, according to religion, is also the potency in Cupid. He gets into everything, so nothing's left out. Turning, you know, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending in this variety. That's the point, is so that everything can be connected. Simple, great, but keep your life simple also, you know. That's a problem. Nothing to do with Krishna. But, so because of that, they don't notice so much. But the problem is that works for them. Because the next person generally isn't as insensitive. Does that make sense? Yes. The word refinement, so it generally is there, but it also complexity. Because in the Vedic, you can say, there is a open drain. So that things go into it, it goes away. And if somehow simple, right? But it closed drains. So they're constantly plugging up and this to break everything. That's complicated. You know, it's refined, you don't see it and this and that, but it's only refined. And Prabhupada's here, it was cleaned many times a day. You know, it didn't look any different than the sidewalk. You know, so the more aspects of experience, You know, so when it's done in a more aesthetic element, in other words, it's more connected with an in beauty is greater. You know, you have a simple drain, but it's so the aesthetic value is greater or it's sophisticated. But you have to see that it doesn't give what should be done and not done, because they say, so in other words, the KISS principle is Vedic. Does that make sense? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ta Bhaktivrindaki Chandatai Gaurupremi.